The fourth basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme, the intercession. The Lord be with you. The last two moments of the cell meeting are those of intercession. Intercession is a very powerful prayer. It is different than the prayer of petition, when we ask for something, normally material, for us or for somebody else. In the prayer of intercession, we do not just pray for someone else, which is already an act of love, and one needs to be free of selfishness to do it. During the prayer of intercession, we go in front of God in the name of somebody else. Therefore, we need to be totally free of self, to be united to the other person so much that his needs become our needs. The power of intercession comes from the fact that when we intercede, we pray with the very power of God, because at that moment we forget all about ourselves and our needs, and think and feel for someone else. During the prayer of intercession, we pray with the love and the compassion of God, and that is where God's power lies, in his love and compassion. The Bible gives us some of the most beautiful and striking illustrations of the prayer of intercession. In the book of Genesis, we come across Abraham interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah. There, the sacred author narrates about the courage and at the same time the intimate relationship Abraham enjoyed with God in insisting and negotiating with God for the sake of these two perverse cities. In the book of Exodus, we come across Moses standing on the mountain with his hands raised up to God, interceding for the Jews who were being attacked by the strong army of Amalek. Whenever Moses got tired and he started to lower his hands, Amalek got advantage. And whenever Moses raises his hands, the people of God got the upper hand over Amalek. Therefore, Moses' assistants put stones underneath Moses' arms to hold them raised until the Jews overcame Amalek definitely. It looks funny, but very impressive. The beauty and the greatness of the gift of intercession is that very often during intercession we are praying for people who have not yet been aware of their very needs. During the cell meeting, we have two moments of intercession, the sixth and the seventh and last moment. During the sixth moment, we intercede for our oikos. God expects us to be specific during prayer, especially when we are asking him something. Being specific is very risky, but precisely for that reason, God expects us to be specific. When we ask God in generic terms, we would not be showing much conviction that what we pray we expect to receive. It is like saying, but does not God know exactly what we need? Yes, God knows exactly what we need, but he does not force himself on us. He is ready to give us what we need only if we turn to him, if we recognize him for who he is, and if we really want what we need and ask for it. Prayer is an expression of humbleness in front of God. We need to pray with expectant faith, the same as we find in little children when they ask for something from their parents. You see how specific their demands are. They do not just ask for a PlayStation. They ask for PlayStation 4. And they are always so convinced that they will get what they ask for, even without realizing what their parents go through in order to grant their desires. When we are specific during intercession, we show God that we know what we are asking for, that we are convinced of our pleas, and that we trust Him that much to expect Him to listen and answer our pleas. Then, if we are praying for our oikos, we need to remember that our oikos has a name of his own. What difficulty can I have in praying for my sister Rita, for example? What is wrong in praying that my sister Rita might have a personal encounter with Jesus? I will be very grateful if I come to know that someone is praying for me, that I may have a personal encounter with Jesus. Never is enough. One would be praying that I or my sister Rita would receive the most precious treasure that one can ever acquire. Is there any need for me to be more specific and mention any of my sister's wrongdoing? Maybe if I were in the company of two or three people who I am sure they know of my sister's wrongdoing, I would feel free to pray more specifically for my sister. But during the cell meeting, there is no need for me to enter into personal details, because there might also be somebody who is new. However, we need to declare how important it is that the members of the cell grow in mutual trust, because they will make us free to pray in freedom for our oikos. After all, the purpose is that I will not be praying for my sister Rita alone, but that there will be a whole cell praying for my sister Rita, as there will be a whole cell praying for your brother Mario and your neighbor Yvonne, etc. As we have read at the beginning of the teaching, the Father will give you, notice in the plural, the Father will give you whatever you, in the plural, ask in my name. During the seventh and last moment of the cell meeting, we intercede for each other. It is nice not to think of yourself and to think of the personal needs of each and every member in your cell. It is nice because if everyone else in the cell do the same as you do, then you will hear and feel a group of brethren united in praying for you. What should you pray for your brethren? And what should your brethren ask for when they pray for you? That you or any one of them win the national lottery? You should guess. They pray for me that I may evangelize my sister Rita and everyone else that comes my way during the coming week. Therefore, they pray for me that I may have a new encounter with Jesus, that I may be free of every spirit of shyness or fear that may hold me back and may held me back in the past, losing so many opportunities to evangelize, and that I may be strong enough to serve my sister at every occasion that arises, and that I may always seek to go out of my way to serve my oikos and the people around me. When it is your turn to pray for you, I would pray the same for you, me and the whole cell. If we are keen to do this regularly, if we are keen at being focused all through the cell meeting, from one moment to the other, then we should leave the cell with great enthusiasm to take every opportunity to evangelize our oikos. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.